Good morning, everyone. It's me, Raquel. I hope y'all gave our Father some praises and thanks this morning. I hope y'all did. Because if you listen to this podcast, that means God done woke you up this morning, okay? And started you on your way, okay? Okay, I hope y'all just gave our Father some praises, okay? For just giving you breath, giving you another day to get it right with Him, okay? Okay, I really hope so, y'all. What up, y'all? When we on this podcast today, we gonna talk about the end times. Okay, you know God give us signs before it's time for Jesus to come back on this earth. Okay, cause you know Jesus gonna be walking this earth again, y'all. And look, I just hope everybody gonna be ready, cause only a few of them gonna be walking with Him. Oh, you know what? I thought I would be wanting to walk with Jesus. I ain't ghost dumped, y'all. I just feel like that I just don't have the honor and glory to walk with our Father. But you know what? If he gave me that and ordained that, I would love to walk with Jesus, okay? It's just that I wouldn't feel like I'm supposed to be perfect. But you know what? God is still working on me, okay? But I would love to see His face in the flesh, okay? I would love to. That'd be so amazing, y'all. So amazing, okay? It would be so amazing. But again, Jesus gives us signs about the end. And we're gonna start in Matthew 24, and it's gonna be verses 2-13. Look, y'all. Let me ask God to anoint my tongue, Father Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Just anoint my tongue, order my steps in the name of Jesus. I can get this word out, that the enemy don't get me stumble on my words in the name of Jesus. Okay, y'all. So Matthew 24:2-13. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there should be not be left here one stone upon another that shall be not thrown down. So God's saying, when He come, these buildings ain't gonna be up, okay? Everything gonna be torn down, okay? There gonna be no stones, y'all, on top of these buildings, okay? And as He sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to Him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? So look, they asking our Father, what's the signs, okay? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. So look, y'all, we are living in a time, y'all, that is easy to get deceived, okay? It's a lot of false prophets out there, y'all. Like, you gotta really be seeking our Father and knowing His word, because He don't want us to be deceived, especially in this end time, okay? For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall be deceived. Look, it's people out here, it's the Antichrist out here, y'all. They already said they are Jesus. Look, Jesus is coming from the heavens, okay? He ain't here yet, okay? Okay? So whoever's saying they are the Messiah, they walking out in the earth saying they Jesus, they are lying. Don't be deceived, okay? Okay? And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that be not troubled, but all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Look, y'all are hearing the rumors of wars, okay? Come on, it's wars all over the country, y'all, okay? It's nothing new, y'all. It's nothing new. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famine, pestilences, and earthquakes in diverse places. So look, y'all, nations are already going against nations already. Okay, kingdom's already going against kingdom. Just pay attention to the news, y'all. And don't just look at the news in the United States. Look at all the other people, country news, okay? You can really tell, okay, that the time is coming, that Jesus is going to be here, okay? Okay? Verse 8, and all these are the beginning of sorrow. So look, when all this stuff starts happening, y'all, because it's already been happening, it's been happening for years and decades, y'all. The sorrow has just began. You know, when I say some folks ain't going through the sorrow days, you know what I'm saying? Because God is with them, okay? Look, if you got people and His children, we're not going to experience all this stuff, okay? We go through some trials and tribulations, but these hard times, God is not going to let nothing affect us, okay? Especially if you in his face and you is serving him, the true living God, okay? Okay. Verse 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall be killed. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake, y'all. People going to hate us, y'all, especially when you walk in that path of God, okay? They are going to hate us. They're going to prosecute us, y'all. Look, but don't be scared, okay? Do not be scared, okay? Because guess what? When you absent from the body, you are present with the Lord, okay? Okay? So when this flesh is gone and it's time for you to go, you are present with the Lord, okay? Even before you go to hell, okay? You are in God's presence, okay? Because God going to have to judge you, okay? Okay? So you're going to be in the presence of the Lord until he say, where are you going, okay? Okay? And okay, verse 10. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate each other. Look, y'all, people getting betrayed. Look, I done got betrayed, y'all. Look, from my own family, from my own best friend, I've been betrayed. Okay, people hate me. Look, people get on this podcast just to hear my voice to say they hate me. Okay, I ain't gonna stun. I know, and it's okay. You can hate me. I ain't asking everybody to love me now, okay? I ain't here to love nobody, but to love God and love my enemies. But if y'all hate me, y'all just hate me, okay? I don't even know why y'all even hate me. It's because what God done blessed me with is because God chose me. Shoot, if you be obedient, he choosing you too, okay? He give us free will, y'all, okay? And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive. It sounds deceive me. Look, y'all, it's already happened. False prophets will be in the church house. False prophets in your family. Look, y'all, it's all around us, okay? Y'all have to test the spirits, okay? Test the acts. I follow this person from you. Because you can't be deceived, especially in these end times, okay? But he shall endure until the end and shall be saved, okay? So, God said, when you go through all of this, all of these signs of the end, he's going to save you, okay? He's going to save you, okay? Okay? Don't worry about it. Do not worry about it. Just keep living life. Keep making sure that God is first and you love your neighbors and you are repenting and just walking right, okay? We all fall short of his glory, but just try. Just try. All God wants you to do is try, y'all, okay? 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 And then, you know, as I was reading this word, you know, God was also having me go to Matthew 24, and I'm gonna read Matthew 24:36-42. Okay, but the day and the hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. I'm sorry, y'all. Watch therefore, ye be not, for the hour of your Lord do come. So look, don't no man. Know the time or the hour when Jesus will come, okay? That's why we have to be watchful. We have to be praying, okay? Because you just never know, because God will come like a thief in the night, okay? Don't nobody know when our Father comes, okay? Don't nobody know. So don't somebody say, I know when it's Jesus is coming. I know when the rapture is going to happen. No. They are lying. Don't nobody know. God is going to come like a thief in the night. That's why I keep trying to tell y'all God is at the door. And he's trying to have y'all get prepared, okay? And he's looking through that window. He's showing me and he's telling me to tell y'all, y'all still just not ready. Y'all not ready for Jesus to come, okay? Y'all are not ready for my Father to come. Y'all are still living in sin. Y'all still doing wickedness. Y'all still living in abomination. Yes, God loves us. God forgive us. You can't keep doing this wicked stuff and being having all this abomination thinking you finna be in his kingdom, okay? What they say for the young folks, this ain't that. This ain't that. And that's not gonna happen in my Father's kingdom. And I'm gonna be sure of it too, okay? When I judge you, gonna be the righteous judgment. I'm gonna tell you you're wrong. You need to change your ways and repent. That's what I'm gonna tell you, okay? And if you go ball up in the corner and feel like you're finna die after that, oh well, that means that you need to really check your spirit, okay? Check it. Okay, because when you are children of God, we should know the fruits, our fruits, okay? Because God's children go display these fruits, okay? And that's how you know, okay, if they are God. Don't be deceived, okay? Don't be deceived, okay? So, when God was talking to me as I was reading Matthew yesterday, he wanted me, I wrote it down, y'all, okay? Because, you know, sometimes when God talks to me, I have to write it down because I want to make sure I get exactly what my Father has told me to tell you guys, okay? Okay? And it's nothing new, you know, because I talk about this on my podcast all the time. So, this is nothing new, y'all. It's nothing new. Okay? So, God wants you to repent. Y'all better start repenting and turn from your wicked ways, y'all, okay? No one knows when God is coming. One day, Jesus will walk this earth. Just think about that. Will you be ready? God said, would you be ready if Jesus was to come right now? Would you be ready? Like, sit back and think. And don't be sitting there and be lying and talking about, yeah, I'm going to all be ready when Jesus comes. Because guess what? Y'all ain't going to know when he comes. Y'all going to be living in sin. Still doing you. Still living y'all best life. And when Jesus comes, y'all got to be ready. Huh? Are you going to be ready to put the liquor down? Are you going to be ready to put that weed down? Are you going to be ready to stop sleeping with that man's husband? Are you going to stop being, are you going to be ready to stop fornicating, living with all this abomination? Huh? Would y'all be ready? God said, would you be ready? Huh? And God said, if you're not ready, he going to turn his cheek. He's turning his cheek on you, okay? He don't have time for this, okay? That's why he's giving us a second chance, y'all, okay? Every day when he wake us up and he give us breath in our body, he's giving us another chance, another day to get it right with him, to get to his kingdom, okay? Okay, don't let God turn his cheek from you, okay? Because I throw up in my mouth if my Father turned his cheek on me, okay? I would throw up in my mouth. Like, look, y'all, it won't even come out of my mouth. I'm just going to be throwing up in my mouth, and the throw up just going to be down like that. Look, y'all. Look, God says he loves y'all. He forgives y'all, okay? He forgives y'all. Okay, just repent. Repent. God said you don't have to live the way you are living. Become free. Free yourself. Free your mind. Be at peace, God said. Please. Remember, through your sorrows, joy comes in the morning, as it is read in Psalms 30. Pick up your cross and follow God, as this is mentioned in Matthew 16:24. Okay, follow him. Pick up all your depression, all your flaws, all your hurt, pain, everything that you can't even talk to your mother, your sister, your family, your best friend about. Pick up all those curves, y'all. Put it on your back and follow Jesus. Okay, follow him. Because he's the only one who could deliver you from those, okay? He's the only one who could deliver you from that situation, okay? No man, not your husband, not your wife, not your sister, brother, your cousin, nobody, not your best friend, not even your dog, okay? 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 No one, okay, but Jesus, but God, okay? Okay? Get it right, y'all. Get it right, y'all. Get it right, okay? Because the end times is here. We already living in the end times, okay? It's just a matter of time when Jesus is going to walk this earth, okay? It might not be next week. Might not be next month, year. Might be decades from now. Who knows? But I know he said we are the last generation, okay? And he's letting us get it right, okay? He's giving us a second chance, okay? Okay, repent and walk his path. Okay, stop thinking you can do everything yourself because you can't. Okay, I tried it, y'all. I can't do it by myself. This stuff is bigger than me. Okay, these devils is bigger than me, and I need my Father to fight these battles for me. I need my Father to heal me. I need my Father to give me that peace. Okay, can no man on this earth give me that peace but my Father? Can nobody on this earth save me but my Father? Okay. Okay, I don't care what is going on. Only Jesus Christ of Nazareth could save us. Okay, God. Okay, God sent his only Son Jesus down here to die for us, y'all. So we won't have to go through the stuff that he went through. Okay, pick up your cross. Okay, pick up your cross and follow him. Yes, it's going to be a hard road, y'all. I understand. I know it because I live it every day. It is not easy. It is not easy. There's plenty of times I want to throw in the towel, y'all. Like, God, I ain't doing this podcast. These people hate me more. I already knew my enemies, and then I got the enemies that I didn't even know I had enemies, okay? I almost threw in the towel, y'all. I almost gave up, and God said, no, pick up your cross and follow me. I can't give up. From even when my kingdom husband, I love my man, even when he decided that it was his time to go, he knew it. My man knew it. I told y'all before, my man was, he knew it, and he was ready to go, okay? He was ready to go. But when he was ready to go and God called him home, I was upset. Not at God. I never questioned my father. But I was upset with my man. I said, baby, you was breathing for 5 minutes. You know God would have honored your prayer to stay here with your family. I was mad at my husband, okay? I was mad at him. Even though he told me, I love you, but I'm ready to go. I gotta prepare for this war. He told me he was ready to go, y'all, okay? And I never questioned my father, but I questioned my man. Like, baby, why? Baby, why? You know, I almost threw in the towel. Like, I can't do this. But God, I see him as a vessel to prepare me for my next level, for my next purpose. Okay? I couldn't stay here. Jesus was hated in his own town that he had to flee. Okay? I told y'all, the day my man died, okay, I asked him, baby, are we gonna buy this house or are we gonna be moving? And he told me, he said, baby, when God say move, it's time to move. 45 minutes to an hour later, my husband was gone, dead, y'all. I'm sitting next to my man in the driveway, watching him take his final breath. He had a smile on his face, y'all. My man had a smile on his face, okay, because he saw Jesus, he saw God. He didn't want to come back to this earth. My man hated earth. Just like that movie Soul, that little number 22, that was his number. That was our number. When I was with him, we saw 22, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. Then the numbers we always saw together as we was together. But in that movie Soul, the spirit 22 hated earth. He hated that he had to come to earth. My man hated that he was here on this earth. He hated it, y'all. My man was 29, y'all, when he passed away. He hated it, but guess what? When he took his final breath and I saw his spirit lift up, he was at peace. He was at peace. But I was mad at him. I ain't gonna stunt you. I was mad at my man. I was mad at him. Like, man, baby, why? He came to me in spirit and said, baby, what I tell you about this flesh? You need to worry about where your spirit going once this flesh is gone. You right, baby, you right. And God sent him to prepare me, y'all, as a vessel. And as a vessel, y'all. He prepared me to be strong. Look, I speak boldly of my father. I can defend my man because he spoke boldly. Look, told y'all, look, if God gave him permission to kill, he would kill everybody. I promise you, he was trigger happy. Trigger happy, y'all. Trigger happy. But that day, y'all, he died. He knew. I knew, y'all. I knew it was time. It was time. I was just hoping I just had more time with him. I kind of wish my man was still here in the flesh because I miss my man. I miss my king, y'all. I miss him, okay? And he's preparing, y'all. He's preparing because he's in that battle. He's in that war. He's one of God's army soldiers, y'all. It's already been confirmed. He's in the fight, y'all. And he's helping me, y'all. He's my angel. He's my angel, y'all. When I say he's my angel, God gave him his wings, y'all. And he's protecting me. You know, along with God, okay? He's protecting me and his family, okay? Oh, man, I love my man, y'all. I miss my man. Oh, Jesus. It's not easy, y'all. And I really wanted to throw in the towel plenty of times. plenty of times and I can't. Because God said, I have y'all. I have my flock. I have y'all life in my hands. Even if I give up, we're not going to make it. We're not going to make it to his kingdom. So guess what? I'm picking up my cross, all my hurt, my pain, even some of y'all baggage. I'm picking it up because some of y'all are weak in the spirit. I'm picking it up for y'all. And it's heavy. The load is heavy, but I'm going to get us there, y'all, to his kingdom. Joy comes in the morning, like it says in Psalms 30. Joy comes in the morning, y'all. And I thank God every day that he gives me breath in this body. He giving me another chance to make it right. He giving me another chance to get on this podcast to save somebody's life so they can walk this journey. So we are a family, okay? And like I said, I love y'all. I love y'all so much. I love y'all from the United States, United Kingdom, Australia, Germany, and Senegal. I love y'all. Y'all are my brothers and sisters in Christ. And we need each other, okay? We need each other, okay? We need each other. Whew, look, y'all, I almost cried. Y'all. I had to hold back them tears, okay? I had to hold back them tears, you know? I don't like to cry. I really don't like to cry. But I can't help it sometimes. Look, y'all, I'm about to pray. Okay, I'm about to pray. Ooh, look, y'all, if y'all got a podcast, and if it's of God, I will follow your podcast, okay? Look, there's some people podcasts out here. Yeah. Ooh-wee, I done listened to, and it's all over the place. Look, help me, Jesus, because I don't want to be rude. Look, God is not in that podcast, okay? He ain't in that podcast, especially if you hooping and hollering and transferring your spirit off to your podcast. And when people listen to your podcast, they wonder why they depressed. They wonder why that their life is just miserable all of a sudden. It's because y'all didn't listen to that perfect podcast, okay? That person is not right at the moment. And I'm praying for that person to get it right with Jesus, okay? Put Jesus and God back into your life, because you cannot be making a podcast and God is not in it, okay? God is not in you. Are scattering his sheep more, okay? He don't want you to be on that podcast that's blaming the world for everything, blaming your family for everything. You can't blame nobody, okay? The path you are walking on is the path you're walking on. The path you're walking on is because of your choices, okay? You choose to live in depression. You choose to live in sorrow. You choose to live that way. And you cannot be on no type of platform going crazy and your mind is everywhere. Okay, you can't do that, because these podcasts is to help God's flock, not scatter his sheep, okay? So if you got a podcast on here and you just all over the place, I ask you in the name of Jesus to pick up your Bible and ask God to intervene, okay? Because I won't condone that. I'm sorry. I love people. I told y'all I will rip it. I will follow your podcast. But if it's going to transfer that negative spirit on me, I don't want it, and I'm not listening to it, okay? I promise you that. You won't get my support until God is up in it, okay? I promise you that. I promise you that. Whew, I got mad, because look, I hype people up, because guess what? It's a lot of people could do a podcast out here, okay? But the purpose of me supporting your podcast is to have Jesus and God in it, okay? You have to have our Father in it, okay? I need you to be speaking from this word, okay? I need you to show me examples of how he delivered you from that depression, how he delivered you from whatever he delivered you from. I need to see scriptures and hear scriptures and testimonies, okay? Because everything I put on my podcast is coming from scripture, okay? And from my own personal experience, okay? I'm not making nothing up, okay? I'm not here to sell y'all dreams and hopes. I'm not doing it, okay? I'm not doing it, okay? Everything I'm going through, God done delivered me from, and he's continually delivering me from it, okay? That's why everything I speak is from scripture, okay? I'm not adding to his word. I'm not taking from his word, okay? Because I would be in that fire, gashing the teeth if I did it, okay? Okay, I don't do that. Okay, I don't dip and dabble. When I give out these prophetic messages, it's coming from our Father, and everything is going to be bagged up with scripture, okay? Y'all ain't gonna call me no false prophet. Y'all not gonna call me no false prophet, okay? Y'all can't do that. Not with this one, not with this one. No. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know where that came from. Look, y'all, I'm finna pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thou is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Look, y'all, we can support each other, okay? Ain't no haters in his kingdom, okay? Look, y'all, lately I've been leaving my email in the text box. And I'm looking for people to, you know what I'm saying, get on here and testify, okay? I want to work with some people, okay? Look, I don't care if you're from Africa, China. I don't care where you're from. We can do this and get his children to his kingdom from all over the world, okay? This is why this Anchor podcast is for, okay? Okay? And look, y'all, I found this man of God. He's on YouTube. When I say he young, baby, when I say God is using this man, he is using this man of God, man. Look, y'all, I've been trying to reach him. I want him to speak on this podcast, and I'm praying to God that he just let him respond so we can just bring in some more people, okay? Okay, look, I'm looking for some kingdom helpers, okay? Okay, and if y'all got anything y'all want me to discuss on my podcast that you are confused about, email me, okay? And I will pray over it. I will talk to my Father about it. And we go get you what you, on the answers you are looking for, okay? And even if you just want to sit here and just talk to me, okay? Email me. I will give you my number, okay? I did change my number for those who are calling my old number. It is not on. I changed it. So, hit me up through the email, okay? I'm always by my phone, y'all, okay? I always check my email, okay? I always do, okay? So look, y'all, reach out. I love y'all. Jesus loves y'all. And y'all have a wonderful and prosperous morning. Look, y'all, rebuke that devil, okay? When the enemies start coming to your mind saying you ain't nobody, you can't be this, you ain't this, rebuke that devil. So I rebuke you, say in the name of Jesus, because I am more than a conqueror in Jesus Christ, Satan. Get thee behind me, Satan, with your ugly self, okay? Ugly. Ugly, ugly. But boy, that man ugly. That man got nothing cute. And he do not tell the truth, y'all. Don't be deceived, y'all. And y'all make sure y'all are not ignorant to his devices, okay? Y'all better know Satan's schemes, okay? Because he coming like a thief in the night, too. He coming to steal, kill, and destroy, okay? He trying to act like he God. He is not my father. Satan, you are not our father, okay? You are not Abba. That man think he slick, okay? Got y'all lukewarm out here. He got y'all just out here living in all the sin. Look, y'all, repent. Repent, y'all, repent. Repent, ask for forgiveness, and get from among Satan tricks and schemes, okay? That man think he's something. That man think he's something. That man is slick, okay? Look, y'all, Jesus loves you, so do I.